This is KUT. The so-called Sanctuary Cities bill is waiting for Governor Greg Abbott's signature. Among other things, the bill would penalize Texas cities and counties that don't fully cooperate with federal immigration authorities. The legislature gave final approval to the bill this week, and Abbott has said he plans to sign it. Officially, it's called Senate Bill 4, but opponents of the bill have taken to calling it the Show Me Your Papers bill. The last high-profile law to bear that name was one out of Arizona. So how similar was that to the Texas bill? KUT's Audrey McGlinchey looked into it.
Big picture similarity?
In the same way that the Arizona legislation removed local authority, local control, local decision-making from how there was cooperation with ICE, SB 4 accomplishes the same objective.
Alyssa Steglish is a professor at UT's Immigration Clinic. While both laws strip local police of the ability to choose how to enforce federal immigration law, there are notable differences between the bills. First, Arizona's law required officers to ask about someone's immigration status if they thought that person was in the country illegally. SB 4 gives officers this right without mandating they ask.
The way the law is written now, a police chief or a sheriff cannot discourage their officers from asking that.
Austin Interim Police Chief Brian Manley says the department's current policy is to ask about immigration status only when it has bearing on the suspected crime, in the case of human trafficking, for example. Just like Arizona's law, under SB 4, someone only needs to be legally detained, a traffic stop, for example, to be asked to prove legal status. Manley, along with other Texas police chiefs, have expressed concern about that.
I think that we will create situations where the trust we've worked so hard to build can be eroded.
Arizona's bill left the issue of federal immigration detainers untouched, but SB 4 enacts civil and criminal penalties for heads of local jails that do not honor all requests from the Federal Immigration Agency to detain someone until they can be picked up. But before we wrap this whole thing up, several immigration lawyers have told me these bills have one last thing in common. Between a Supreme Court decision and a settlement, much of Arizona's law has been dismantled. Immigration lawyer Jackie Watson says that's how she expects SB 4 to go.
It is almost a certainty that SB 4 is going to be challenged immediately as soon as it goes into effect in September. Of that, I have no doubt.
Civil rights groups have said a lawsuit challenging SB 4 is not out of the question. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.